GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Body Armor Edge is sports hydration with a boost of caffeine. With 100 milligrams of caffeine and 1,000 milligrams of electrolytes, Body Armor Edge is boosted hydration for today's athlete. Get your Body Armor Edge today at your local Kroger.
Marcus Mathan. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Mathan. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this.
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Mathan on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Mathan and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Mathan. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And for it to be so beautiful outside, hell sure does seem to be breaking loose at the 93.9 studios today. Steve Rummage and Norton Com is Nikki V in the booth.
Man, I've heard, you know, I tuned in this morning and I was like, man, where's everything at? And then I find out electrics went out, and then I'm sitting here and it's 7-8 minutes goes by. Look, I start watching a Hardy Boys Young Bucks promo from yesterday. I was like, man, this is good. And I noticed, I'm like, man, we're still on commercial.
Right.
Then Nick comes in my ear, and poor guy, he was like, man, we're going to go in a minute, and then I'm going to be stepping away because we got to fix something at 680. And I was like, hey, bro, we're fine, man. We got plenty to talk about. So, but here we are on the air. I don't know if we're on the radio, on the stream. I don't know if anybody even hears us.
We're
going to talk.
We're definitely on terrestrial radio. But Steve, listen, we have to talk about this. Let's just establish some things how they are. First, a disclaimer. This is a skeleton crew show. Okay. When Nikki returns, I'm not in particular talking to you, Steve. I'm talking to the terrestrial world, our millions and millions of listeners.
Okay.
Who listen but don't show up on the ratings and everything. They don't fill out the forms. Let everybody know who they listen to. Okay, you get the point, sure. Steve. To our millions of listeners, this is a skeleton crew day.
Yeah, millions. Sorry, I'm in a wrestling mood.
Listen, things are shutting off and cutting back on. A lot of the things in here take a long time to boot up. The systems take a long time to get synchronized, you know, for lack of a better phrasing. You know,
yes.
I'm not trying to make our radio show like it's overly complicated, but it's not simple either. You know, like stuff has to be working together. So that's the disclaimer. So people, as soon as Nikki gets back, I'll give you this warning. Days like this, when we open the phone lines, consider yourself like all having a radio tryout, because we're going to enjoy good phone calls today. We're going to enjoy good phone calls, good thoughts. We don't know if we'll be cutting to quick commercial breaks. We don't know if we'll be on extended. These are the days where you can just call in and kill it with your opinions and suggestions about the radio station, because that's what you do on Skeleton Radio Crew Days. You don't know if we're going to be in here to the end of the show. We don't know if it's going to be 2 hours. We don't know if it's going to be 48 minutes. We never know. So take advantage when you have the opportunity to call. That's one thing. Number two, Steve, and you will totally appreciate this more than most people I know. Steve, the pleasure you get out of panic around you.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
It's charity being overly worked up about something. It's you know, mom or it's kids panicking about situations you've been in 1,000 times.
Yes.
And you enjoy to be the only calming force in the world of chaos, right?
Yes.
That's one thing.
I love it. And I learn. I like to sit back and watch and panic.
Yes. Speaking of learning, you also learn something while I'm in the middle of enjoying the chaos, right? You know, it's the little cartoon meme where the fire's going on around the little cartoon character. And, you know, it's just like,
I'm fine.
Yeah, right. Okay. In the midst of all the chaos, I learned, it's something I already knew, but I learned this is the best way to express it. Drew Diener, Nick Valvano, Jack Grossman, Andy Sweeney. I'm not sure about Mark and Perrin because I didn't see their facial expressions really, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, and I'll even throw Avery in there. They really, really take this thing to heart. Getting these radio shows up and running and out to the world, they really, really care about it. Even when things they can't control are going wrong. You know how people, you know how we get that text message, if I haven't unmuted it in 15 seconds, it's like, you know, spoiling my, you know, my listening pleasure. And I was like, listen, I work hard to make sure I get the YouTube channel up and running. I work hard to keep it legal so I don't get copyright striked, so I don't lose the whole channel. Like, it's a process that you do to give people this free modem of entertainment, Steve.
Right? Yes,
like,
absolutely.
Like, Drew and Nikki and Pat and Jack, they're dying to make sure y'all are up and running so y'all can hear these shows. It's killing Drew when he doesn't have the ability to give y'all the sound, the quotes, the comments, the phone lines. You know, when there's an area of the radio station that's down, it's killing these people. And these are the moments where I just want to, like, it turns me hyper defensive. We can pick on Nikki. If I catch y'all picking on Nikki, like he's not dying to give y'all the best product possible, it makes me lose it. It's like, Diener, he's hating on so-and-so. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, I can say that to Diener. You can't. Because Diener is dying when the station's not up and running to perfection. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, when you see what's going on behind the scenes, you're like, hey, I know we like to jab everybody and you like to have a good radio product, but when things aren't moving flawlessly, relax, cut them some slack, because the people in this building, trust me, they care more about giving you a good radio product than you care about hearing a good radio product, because you can turn the channel, they can't. Mm-hmm. You can turn the station, they can't. You can switch to music, they can't. You know, like you know, does that make sense, Steve? Like I'm watching a team of people just trying to get this radio station working at max. And here's the thing, you know what I'm sitting around doing, Steve?
I'm listening.
Before I arrived at that epiphany, you know what I was doing? I was complaining. Let me tell you what I was complaining about as I was arriving here, Steve. I pull up in my nice car, and like I said, it's a crappy car to some people. It's a wonderful car to some. I love it. I love the sentimental value of my vehicle, and sure. I appreciate
they
it.
They want the boot.
Just want to let you guys know I'm here.
Okay.
I'm back.
So Nikki's here. Phone lines are open?
Ish.
Okay. As I'm pulling up, my swipe mic. Beautiful radio ESPN Louisville provided key fob that opens the gate that gives us shelter and security when we park our car. Do you realize, Steve, the weather doesn't affect us outside of the driving conditions?
Absolutely.
Because we pull into our garage every single day and get on the elevator. So, Steve, I pull out my key fob. Hey, that power's out. That means I can't park in the garage. The elevator's broke. I gotta park outside today. You remember how many years we had to park outside, Steve, and fight with students for parking spots every day of our lives?
Yeah, it was terrible. But now that I do get to, I want to. So, hey. But now it's my right. So
you're right. I'll never go back. I'll never go back to that. But here's the thing, Steve. I didn't like that the power was out in that section, so I couldn't use my key fob to open up the garage and go in there. So that was a minor agitation. And then after I was pulling away, I watched somebody who was smarter than me, obviously, just go down the left side. Just go down the left side where there, you know, where there's no gate. But don't get caught doing that, because there's some savage parking people around here too. They catch you going the left route, they're on you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so dude
can confirm.
Right, dude goes left side. You know, outsmarted me on that one. I'm like, darn, that was smart, but still, elevator. So whatever. So I parked outside. You know, came in through the back entrance to the studio. I was like, yeah, these are good old days, right? Came in, saw, like I said, saw everybody. Hey, then I decide, hey, I want to have some hot, my two hot waters and my cold. No cups. Huh. Peasants. What kind of place do I work at? We don't even have cups around here. Then I realize, oh, well, we have listeners that love us. And we were sent a package, Steve, and inside this package, I don't know what the hell Nikki was explaining, but something in the box was supposed to be for me, and something was supposed to be for you and Nikki. Now, I don't know how it was supposed to be delegated or whatever. That was all Nikki's fault.
All right, I got this from Mike K, and I don't think it was Krzyzewski because he's got a Dunkin' Cardinal bird. Shout out, Mike. Thank you. Said, I sent something to the office for you, Marcus, and Steve. Should be there around Monday, and that package did arrive Monday evening.
Thanks, Mike.
The two that are the same are for you and Marcus. Oops. The other is for Steve. Love the show.
So, because Nikki...
No, this one's on me.
On air, did you hear that oops?
Yes.
You did hear the oops.
Yes.
So, Nikki basically has me drinking from something that was meant for you. But because we didn't have cups, I assumed this was the perfect day for me to receive my awesome Cardinal-inspired Corkle tumbler.
Ooh.
3 hours hot. Right?
Yeah.
Which is now my cup.
Okay.
So, I hope the other two things that are in the box are not personalized. But at some point, no. Actually, as a matter of fact, Nikki, you walk out of that office, and you walk right in here. You turn on that other microphone from inside the booth. You walk in here, and you open that other box and see what else is in there. And I hope it has my name on it. So that means I get two gifts.
And the hell Steve, you do.
And Steve,
I'll be drinking out of a cup name with Marcus's name.
All right. Green
karma,
line.
Karma, I just burnt my lip and damn tongue.
Green line glass.
This stuff really does keep your stuff hot, man. Golly.
There we go. All right. Got the box open.
Okay.
Here we go.
What's in the box?
I hope it's not that. Oh, that's lovely.
Well.
Just try not to break it.
I'm jealous.
Oh, there we go.
I'm jealous.
It's a, oh, that's very cool. It's a map of the U of L campus, Cardinal Bird.
Oh.
Even has the latitude and longitude on there.
Oh.
Nice little rocks glass, if you will. So two of those.
It's a perfect cocktail glass.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Oh, now it. I see why he gave that to us, and that was supposed to be for Steve.
Oh, man.
I misread the message. Steve, I'm sorry.
You screwed it up.
I did screw it up. I did screw
well,
it
the,
up.
Well, the wife will...
No.
Mike, did I mention
the
how
wife
stressful
will appreciate it.
Oh, man, Steve. Listen, that glass that Nikki has and it's, that he just opened, listen, the perfect cocktail size glass.
Now, I mean, I will personally hand wash that when you're done with it and give it to Steve.
No, you men rules. Once somebody else drinks from the coffee mug, it's your mug.
I don't know if those are the rules.
This is the rules. It's just the rules, Nikki. It's new. I christened it. I popped it.
It sounds like you guys are afraid of a certain virus spreading.
Yeah, that was the door hitting him on the... Oh, yeah, Cherry's going to enjoy that cocktail glass.
Yeah, that'll work. That'll work. Thank
okay.
you, Mike. Appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but
thanks, Mike.
Point being, Steve, this is all that's going on. I'm complaining. Life is good. Life is great. And I'm watching Kenny Payne land the plane.
Yeah.
All over the town. Okay, so where do you want to start today?
Kenny Payne.
Do you want to start Kenny Payne WDRB? Do you want to talk Kenny Payne just making his rounds? You want to talk Kenny Payne saying, yeah, we ain't getting a couple of guards. We might have a little decent – have a decent little team.
Yeah, all that. I mean, there's a ton to unbox because he's been speaking everywhere. So, yeah, I mean, I think we'll get to that. And, I mean, he has been talking – I think this week more than we've heard him. I mean, he's done Packer and Durham. He's done John Rothstein. He's done
Goodman.
Sat down with Bozich. Yeah. Goodman.
He did Jeff Greer too. Didn't he do a Jeff Greer?
Danny Manning did. He might have too. I don't know. Yeah. But he has started. I guess his.
Let me macro it. He sounds like he sat down a few minutes. Okay, put it this way. I don't think Kenny Payne would have accepted to do all these media availabilities simultaneously if it wasn't in the game plan.
Sure.
And what I mean in the game plan, the recruiting game plan. That means right now, in my opinion, he knows that he has the right eyes, the eyes he needs to be focused on him right now.
Yes.
And he's using the media as, and I don't even want to say, okay, he's taking advantage of the timing of media reaching out to talk to him. That's one thing. So I think he's recruiting through the media. Every coach does it. You know, it's just some coaches seem a little more genuine when they're doing it, and some coaches seem manipulative, you know? This doesn't feel like a manipulation thing. It's just like a well-timed media availability window. Also, I don't think he would take these media availability windows the way he has unless he now felt comfortable answering anything they threw at him. You know?
Yeah.
Like
I think that's fair.
You know, and here's the thing. For all of the reasons we love him, well, I love him at this position. For all the reasons I think and feel with 100% confidence that he will be successful, I can still acknowledge he hasn't been in chair one, except for Cal getting tossed all the time.
Right,
and leading comebacks.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I mean chair one schematics. Chair one, you know, chair one, what time of the day do you think is optimal for the athlete body and compared to, you know, game, season game? You know, all these minor details about philosophies about, you know, optimal athlete performance, optimal psychological performance, all these optimal, you know, he talked about it in a lot of the local interviews. It's a lot of details. It's an immeasurable amount of details and decisions that have to be made by him as the head coach, which is even more fascinating because he talks about his intent of hiring assistant coaches who all can basically do the same job as him because he knew it was going to, you know, he was going to need a lot of help because he knew it was a lot of responsibility. And to come into the job knowing how much responsibility is and still even realizing it's more responsibility than I even thought. And for him now to say, okay, I'm ready to take any question y'all got for me from anybody. Kenny Klein keeps him prepared.
Absolutely.
But when you take on these level of interviews all fire away, Kenny can't do, like, he's not a full consigliere, you know, like, keep in mind. Like, he can't prepare you for, you know, Goodman like he can prepare you for Eaves.
Yes, absolutely.
Or Tim Sullivan.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, because, well, it's different. I mean, you know, it's different in prepping on, like, okay, listen, don't give any material there, as opposed to listening to, I mean, when you get, you're talking real deal coaching questions.
Right.
How deep do you go? And he's done it. I mean, yesterday I thought was really fascinating. I mean, from listening to how he handled the players that transferred,
ooh,
to listening to even trying to pick up on how much swag does he have about this team, you know, mm-hmm, or what this team could be. Just trying to kind of listen to I guess just the verbiage he uses and, mm-hmm, the different things. So yeah, I think
knowing his verbiage will be microanalyzed.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, just the way he talks about it, when he says something, that type of stuff. But it also is nice because him doing these media rounds has given us another layer to the onion. You know, it's like, okay, now we hear him say this, we hear him do this, and we'll get into some of it kind of more detail here in a few minutes. But it was nice to kind of peel another layer of Kenny Payne back as the head coach at the University of Louisville.
Yeah, listen, I want to jump straight into one of them. To one fascinating thing that just caught my attention. I don't know. I really don't know if people will appreciate it like I will. And I guess I don't care because I'm so excited. It's like I'm going to enjoy this ride and I'm going to offer seats in the right next to me on this train. You know what I'm saying? And
absolutely.
And I'm going to. You know, it's like you want to teach your kids to look out the window and enjoy the landmarks, okay? So here's the thing. He's talking to Rick Bozich, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's answering these questions, and you can see he's thinking about the answers, answering them, and very long, like, you know it's a good interview where you only have to ask four questions, and that takes up 25 minutes. I mean, it, like, Rick Bozich, he might have been disappointed that he didn't get to ask more questions, but the answers were so good. He probably, you know, Rick probably had one of those interviews where he ended up crumbling up the paper because he only marked two or three questions off the list. And it was like, damn, that was a great interview. We only got three or four. But Kenny was answering questions that I'm sure Rick would have asked, like the follow-up questions. He was answering the question and the follow-up. But one of them, Steve, just it was just fascinating. And I played it on the night show. And so many people, you could tell people appreciated this response so much? Because it goes back to, why the hell would all these NBA players, like, there's no way Kenny Payne's not doing something to get these players to all, you know, credit him the way they have throughout his entire career, right?
Right, right.
Kenny Payne was talking about the returning players. The returning players. This is not recruiting. He's talking about undoing the emotional damage from the current returning players from last year, right?
Right.
And not in a cliche way, like, are you pissed you didn't get to play? Think about how bold this is. You've been here 3 months. Two. However long. Let's just say 2 months. You've been here 2 months. You realize he's having conversations about this happened to you. This was your situation. How did that make you feel on the inside? They're talking about how they made it. Then he's going to the parents. Okay, did you discuss how you felt on the inside with your parents, with your family?
Right.
You know, which parts did you discuss? Which parts did you leave out? I left out this. I left out that because I didn't want my parents to worry. And now I'm now I'm just kind of adding my sure. elements to it. Okay, I left out this. I left out because I'm describing to people what the conversation would be like when you're saying, okay, I'm feeling this way, but this is something I don't want to put on my parents. This is something my dad really wanted me to go here. My mom didn't want me. My mom wanted me closer to home, but I think I can work out here. So, you know, just all like he's literally wrapping a lasso around family, kid, and myself and just squeezing that whole thing. So we're all going to be in this bushel, you know, this bushel of, hey, we're going to compress our brains together. So we're going to be emotionally, mentally, physically invested in this together. So, like, it's pretty bold to come to a kid, okay, this is, you know, share all these emotions with your parents. Then ask the parents, okay, did he express this stuff to you? Because it's like a sports therapist, like, we're all in this together. I don't want any misunderstandings. When I cuss your kid out, we need to have a full open line of communication right now. Because I'm going to cuss him out. And if he, you know, and I want him to tell you the truth about why he got cussed out. So we need this door open. We need all these emotional bridges open. So when you call me and I tell you what really happened, you can go to him and we can all be on the same page, because what we're about to try to do for this university, it's going to be unprecedented. And to win at this level, we're going to have to trust and sacrifice and all that good stuff. So, yeah, in the first 2 months, you're breaking down all the emotional conversation, trust barriers between you, the player, and the parent in a very bold way.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm like, he answered that question like that in his first local big-time interview? And, hey, thank you to everybody who thinks he should have been in here talking to us. No shade, Rick. You did a great job. But we're waiting, Kenny.
Yeah, look, Mr. Bozich earned that one.
Yeah, I know. Just by the way he kept saying KP. It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
He can have that. He knew the questions to ask.
yeah. That's.
Yeah, I would have been in here. Why isn't Tyrese Hunter on his campus? Go.
I know. Exactly. What is Amani Bates waiting on?
Are you going to make him run extra laps when he gets here?
I know. Yeah, absolutely.
You get my point. That part. That answer was particularly fascinating to me in particular. Was there one that, like, stood out and jumped off, you know, at you, or just something that kind of like tickled you a little bit listening to Kenny Payne locally?
Well, I mean, that one was probably the most out of all
telling.
The answers. Yeah, as far as it kind of, you know, went back and it gave you when I do the peel the onion comment, like, that's one of those. It's like, okay, that's the type of coach, you know, that's the type of coach that he is. So that's the type of man.
I tell you
is.
What, Steve,
Yeah.
Think on that for a couple seconds.
Okay.
Let me give Nikki a chance to reset because I'm going to need two breaks in the next 15 minutes. So we'll take one now. Okay. Oh, okay. Sorry. Let's take Doc first. Doc, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Good morning. The way you described what Kenny's reply was, that question about the players, I mean, that's just an essence of Kenny. And rather than taking the current players for granted and just assuming it'd be here, he basically re-recruited him with Kenny's style of recruitment.
Mm.
We got to love you, we got to love your family, and you got to love us. Mm. And that's the essence of, you know, what makes Kenny who he is. I mean, it's fantastic. That philosophy was reapplied to making sure these players and their families were re-recruited to be UofL people.
Yep. No. Doc, listen, I appreciate the call, Doc. Because listen, nothing tears apart this a team faster than, oh, that's one of Pegues' guys. Oh, that's one of Murray's guys. That's why I'm not playing. Coach riding for that guy. That stuff infects locker rooms all day, every day, and twice on Sunday. Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Hey guys, Nicky V here. Just a reminder, check out the brand new Fox Den in the heart of St. Matthews, your home for billiards, bites, and brews, located at 3814 Frankfort Avenue. Pool tables, chef-inspired pub menu, and live music every day that ends in Y. Swing on by, tell them I sent you.
To having a really, really good team, because especially in the ACC.
Days with Marcus Maben. 8150 939 is the number. 939. Stop doing that. Stop doing that.
What?
Stop doing that.
What? Moving the microphone?
Nikki,
got stuck.
Nikki, that wasn't you moving the microphone.
Shoving it, yes.
Steve.
Aggressively shoving.
Steve, yes. Every day we come in here, we got these new microphones, these new bars. Right?
Right.
You find yourself playing around, you know, with your microphone bar because it's getting looser and looser, you know, and the wires are getting crossed up and tied up. I look in there at Nikki. He's like jacking and jerking the whole
microphone bar around. Whoa,
listen.
Whoa. Hey, yo.
Slamming and just snatching. Listen, and you wonder. And the reason that's a hot button for me right now is because I came in and just the posture of my microphone, I could tell somebody had been, you know, like you don't have to sling
it's
the microphone.
Stuck though. Like yours are loose. Mine is stuck.
Oh, Nikki, you can grab it at any multiple joint. You can two arms. You can push, pull. You can adjust the microphone. It needs to be, if it needs to be loosened up, you can go add some WD-40 to it. But what you
we need a little squeaky.
What you cannot do is sit in this. I cannot watch you sit around and angry man all of our nice electronics, because you will be the first one talking about Drew, Andy, where's Chuck, where's somebody, Nick, somebody needs to come fix it. Stop jerking around all of the microphone equipment.
I just jerked mine. That was organic.
You know what I'm saying, Steve?
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it. But the producer's microphones, I really don't care. They can do whatever they want
with
it.
That's insane. I don't jerk yours around. No. This one gets stuck. I never touch those microphones. And when I do, I touch them gently.
But just the way you were just... That thing's going to break.
It's not going to break, Marcus.
We have a nice studio. Look at, see?
No, because now you got me second guessing it. You're acting like, you know, you don't drive this car back here. I drive this car back here, and I know the freaking,
but the product,
you know, I know that the gear shift's a little sticky
product,
around five.
The overall product that is 93.9. I made sure that we became the flag. I personally made it my mission to become the flagship of the University of Louisville. And what I cannot have is the producer's booth microphone not working or broken or laying on the ground or looking janky. And that's why, you know, when I see the wires twisted up on the third microphone or I see Steve, I say, hey, let's figure out the problem. Let's apply oil or a new screw here and there before this whole thing falls to crap.
Okay. Fine. I've calmed down. I'm sorry I shoved it, but like right this joint right here. No, I didn't break it. See? Marcus,
you see what I'm saying?
No, now I'm pissed off at you.
First thing
I'm pissed off at you.
Patty comes in and goes, "Oh no."
Because I shoved the thing one time and now everyone's labeling me a mic pusher, shover, I break stuff, and then the brand. No, I'm taking a lap. I'm pissed off.
Nikki.
Pat, run the show. You don't touch the microphones, right? He teaches everything. He treats everything like crystal. By all means, Patty, run the show.
Patty Ice, I watched Nikki. Listen, I watched Nikki yank and tug and pull. I watched him yank and tug and pull. And I was like, Nikki, stop that right now.
First off, he's got a massive head, dude. I can't even put these headphones on.
Steve, what does it sound like is going on at the studio right now?
Just chaos, really. I'm just kind of walking around my house just listening. I'm like,
I just came in here to ask what guests chaos. We're having on the V Show today. And if we got microphones being jerked and...
No, I reprimanded Nikki. He was being extremely too rough with the microphones.
Yeah, I appreciate that because this is a fairly new studio.
Thank you, Patty Ice.
I
Sensible
do appreciate
ice.
That. Well, somebody's got to fix this bleep, and typically it's me. So thank you. Yes.
It's a relatively new studio. The last thing you want to see is somebody going.
Well, here's the thing. Like, you do it right. You're supposed to move it one time when you start the show, and it stays there. And you talk into it. And you put it in a position where there's flexibility for you to move around, look at your laptop, your notes, your prep, right? I mean, I don't have to tell you this.
I'd like to think so.
And I don't have to tell Steve this, but I guess we got to tell Nick this. So I'm Team Marcus on this.
Okay,
one.
Nick will relax. He'll get some coffee or something. He'll chill out. Okay, so Steve, because we can't actually.
I hope you guys are having a good day, by the way.
Patty Ice.
You too, Pat.
You will actually have to. Can you play the playout music on the fly? Because we are top of hour and we have not done our top of hour
I'll
break.
Figure it out. I'll find something.
Yeah, play us out with my 3-6 Mafia or something. And when we come back, Steve will be able to pick up the baton on the Kenny Payne conversation. So, Steve.
Yes.
He was just giving us a preview of what he's bringing in, not what he's trying to get, right?
I would think so. I would think so. Yes, that's what I believe with what he said yesterday.
Because I heard they were on Cat West talking about Kenny Payne and forgot how to recruit. Now, I cannot confirm or deny.
Yeah, he didn't forget.
Patty asked, by the way, I heard your ringer was cold. I heard the ringer you provided to the gas bags.
That's what I do, man. I provide athletes.
So Steve, you
like cold in a good way, right? Like he was hitting bombs. Yeah.
Yes.
He's a pretty damn good athlete. He played football in college. So
no, Steve gave it up right off the bat. He said, "Yeah, we're gonna be fine."
I'm a hell of a recruiter. I'm a hell of a recruiter. It's what I do.
Patty Payne won those games. Patty's gonna take credit for the only. For the only gas bags victory thus far.
I know. Well, hey, man, listen, he did a good job. He provided a client. He's a worldwide Pat.
Whatever you want to call me, that's fine. He's coming the rest of the season, so there's that.
Yeah, he's good.
Oh, so you brought a consistent one in.
Oh, yeah.
He's a good player, man.
We're rolling along. Nikki's back. Middays with Marcus Maven on 99 The Ville.
Thank you.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Body Armor Edge is sports hydration with a boost of caffeine. With 100 milligrams of caffeine and 1,000 milligrams of electrolytes, Body Armor Edge is boosted hydration for today's athlete. Get your Body Armor Edge today at your local Kroger.